Live from my spare room in Sacramento, this is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, future stadium news, Summit Award winners, and stuff I found from around the internet. Good evening. Maybe I'm a little loud. Am I a little loud? I don't know. Hello, gentlemen. Boosted Derek.
Hello.
Thanks. Thank God. Are we on the south side of Sacramento? No. Technically, I'm not in Sacramento. But, you know, it's pretty close. It's like over there somewhere. you can tell, you know, what we're talking about by the intro and probably the thumbnail, maybe the title. Hopefully everybody's well this fine evening. Someone brings you in, like, fish filet or something. I don't know what's going on. I've been obsessed with Artemis II, Orion. So that's what's over here right now. They're on the dark side of the moon, gentlemen. Doing what? Maybe they should be hopefully playing Dark Side of the Moon. Or playing, like, maybe David Bowie. What's that, like, Mission Control launch-off song? There's this fly flying around, been bothering me the whole time I've been setting this goddamn thing up. Yeah. So, let's just do the first docket item. I just, you know, want to talk about... We're going to pull up this browser window. Tom Cole. We're going to talk about Tom Cole. He's been on last week. Was on PTG, Play the Game podcast. We can see right there. Was also on the Spick and Span show. And there are links below, so I would definitely go listen to these in their entirety. Both Kyle Spicca and Ryan Greenspan do an excellent job, as well as Tyler Harmon and Marcelo Margot, and really just asking Tom good questions. And I also appreciate Tom just answering questions, you know, telling us what's going on. So I'm going to let this just kind of play in the background while I talk about stuff. So Tom talked about quite a bit of things on, I don't know, the Spick and Span show. And PTG, I like to leave this, you know, the MLPB Plus logo showing so we know what we're doing here. And this is inside the stadium, so you can go head over to the Major League Paintball Plus YouTube channel and watch this. There's also a link in the description. This is a very good match. We're not going to watch the whole thing, but go check it out. So some information we got from Tom post-Tampa Bay Open is there were 2,500 people, roughly, in attendance at the actual, you know, tournament on Thursday evening, what we're looking at right here inside the stadium, with 4,500 tickets, like, reserved or whatever. So, I don't know, maybe, like, half the amount of people not showing up. I don't really know why, you know? Was it people just getting tickets to try to boost the numbers to make it look better or something? I don't know. We got word that Tom also said on each of those podcasts... my windows are all weird, and I keep, like, screwing with stuff, so we're going to adjust something really fast. Tom also said that they were very pleased with just how the tournament went. Not necessarily NXL or Major League Paintball. They think they were. Tom said they were. More so that, like, the stadium was pleased with it. They were happy with how clean it was. The setup and teardown was all went well, and everyone that had, you know, everyone that was affiliated or, like, you know, something to do with the arena or stadium, rather, seemed really happy and actually indicated that it's possible it will be happening again next year. That's what my note says right there. Tampa happening again. So they looked like they were pleased with how it went. And then I think invited it to come back next year, or at least indicated that it'll probably be happening next year, which is really cool. That's one of the things I was kind of a little bit nervous about, whether this would be, like, just some one-off random thing or if we'd get to see more. And at least next year in Tampa, it looks like that will be happening. Tom also said that other people had reached out, like other stadium managers or whatever we're calling those people that have to do with different arenas or stadium-like facilities, reached out already, like congratulating the league, saying that it was a good job. Oh, there's Jet right there on the screen. This isn't the mooning. Oh, it is. Oh, I didn't actually see this. yeah. Anyway, other like venues and stuff have already reached out to like at least talk to and start communications, which is really cool because this really was fun and I really enjoyed it. So it's really cool to see them potentially expanding to more stadium, arena, baseball field, something like that, facilities to help, I don't know, just make more cool events like these. There was actually a pilot being filmed, so there were guys walking around. I know I saw people filming. I wasn't really sure what exactly they were doing, but certainly a pilot was being filmed for some sort of reality show. Rumor has it that Netflix were actually in Tampa watching and kind of hanging out, and I believe that pilot, this fly, that pilot... is going to be filmed for Netflix, which is also very exciting. What that pilot is, I don't actually know. So we assume some sort of like, you know, reality show, just like a lot of the sports leagues are doing and stuff like that. There's a new format that's apparently being tested in under 60 days. Tom said on the Spick and Span show for sure last Tuesday that it would be happening in about 60 days, and you know, that was about 7 days ago, so under 60 days. It's not speedball. He was very coy and didn't really give details on it, mainly, you know, because it is a test, so that kind of makes sense. But he was, yeah, very coy. It didn't sound like it was speedball. It sounded like they were maybe trying to test some different format. Ryan Greenspan said something about it being an urban something, maybe. And then Tom Cole mentioned something about doing something similar to Counter-Strike. Whatever that means, I don't really know. I don't really, you know, follow Counter-Strike or video games that often. So looking to expand formats, which I think is a very good idea, because I know a lot of people from the outside look at this tournament paintball stuff, and they don't think it's very cool. So I think trying to investigate new formats that might be appealing to just the random dude out there is probably a good idea. A change that'll possibly be happening next year, they talked about as well, is the running clock. So right now you can see, obviously, there's the clock up there. It stopped at 7:40, and then you get those 2 minutes in between points if we're in like that X-ball mode, like they are here, I believe. But not doing that next year. There'll just be a running clock, so that clock will be continually running. You'll still obviously get breaks in between points, but rather than playing like 15 minutes or whatever, go into like a 30-minute running timer, which will, from what Tom indicated, should probably help get us away from that split deck problem as well. One of the reasons there is split deck is just to save a bunch of time. So potentially moving to that running clock, you can kind of dictate exactly how long every match is and hopefully move us away from split deck. You know, split deck's just very difficult to watch. So I think anything we can do to kind of get us away from split deck is probably good. Yes. So split deck, no good. Those are mainly the things that Mr. Cole talked about. We'll go back to the Chizzity chat. I got some more stuff, but we'll see what's going on here first. Whoa, gosh. Some brain says something about Milsig. Milsig League would have appealed to the 5'11 tall guys next to him. I don't know what's going on there. 5'11 tactical? Maybe that's a 5'11 tactical joke. I don't know. Yeah, I just know. I was thinking about it, and it's like, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that have played paintball, people that are interested in paintball, like people who have never played paintball before, all kinds of stuff, right? From working at the paintball store, I have talked to people at every single level of this sport. And I know that if we're watching tournament paintball, why is my GPU going crazy? I do know that if we're watching tournament paintball or you show tournament paintball to people, a lot of them don't like it. You know, they'd much rather go play woods ball or something like that, which obviously, you know, is a very hard format to film and, you know, do that stuff. But I don't know. So I think investigating alternative formats, opposed to just playing, you know, 3-man and 5-man and 7-man, like looking at like wildly different things. Like Tom was very adamant about thinking outside the box, you know, not just trying to do the same old thing that we've been trying to do for years. Yeah. We got some Summit Award winners. We can go over Summit Award winners. And I looked up all my predictions and like what I thought was going to win. We have the Divisional Team of the Year. And our choices when we were voting for Divisional Teams of the Year were the Jungle Cats, the Newbies, NR Factory, the Gunners, and Protocol. I voted for the Jungle Cats. It kind of made sense, right? I mean, the Jungle Cats were like a shoo-in to win. Winning Divisional Team of the Year. We have Coach of the Year. And under there, we had options. Dave Baines, Ryan Brand, Kevin Breathour, Casey Harris, and right there, Coach of the Year, Pascal Osei. Osei. I'm pretty sure that's who pronounced his name. I voted for Casey from Paintball Fit. I don't know. I just thought that made more sense. You know, Pascal's awesome, but, you know, Casey's like brand new, and they've done so well, so. Rookie of the Year, we had options to vote for Dylan Rosardo, Andres Salada, I don't know. Sorry. Shane Salmon, Jacob Seabaugh, and Hugo Verhege. I voted for Jake Seabaugh, and you know, he won right there. We have the Breakout Team of the Year. We had Baltimore Revo as an option. Seattle. Baltimore Arsenal was an option. Royal City Sea Dogs, Seattle Uprising, and Tauntaun FSU. Tauntaun's got Breakout Team of the Year, which I don't know. It just seems weird to me because the Tauntauns are always good. I voted for the Royal City Sea Dogs, you know, because they're a new team. We have a Breakout Player of the Year, also going to a Tauntaun. We had Carlos Cortez, Mark Franz, Alec Holland, Jacob Seabaugh, and Hugo Verhege. I voted for Seabaugh as well for Breakout Player of the Year, although Hugo is very deserving too, so it's not like he doesn't deserve that. Flex Player of the Year. Justin Rabakoff won, but we had to vote from Dimitri Meter Ninios, Justin Rabakoff, Nate Schrader, Rainey Stanzak, and Blake Yarber. I voted for Justin Rabakoff. We have Snake Player of the Year. There's only 11 of these, so there's only like 4 left. Snake Player of the Year. We had Alexander Brednikov, Billy Bernaccia, Axel Godin, Scott Stewart, and Hugo Verhege. I voted for Hugo. Scott Stewart won. Dorito Player of the Year. We had John Chavez right there, and he won, obviously. Konstantin Fedorov, Brandon Cornell, Pavel Karzalev, and Chris Scheer. I voted for Chris Scheer. But Chavez is also like, I mean, it's either one of those two for sure, I would say. Defensive Player of the Year, number 9, we have Marcelo Margot. And I voted for Jason Edwards. And we had TJ Danner, Jason Edwards, Tom Guest, Marcelo Margot, and Trent Mason. We have Offensive Player of the Year in Axel Godin. Again, John Chavez got a nod in this one. Konstantin Fedorov, Axel Godin, and that's who I voted for. Pavel Karzalev, Chris Scheer. The last one, this is not the most exciting thing, me just list off a bunch of stuff. Player of the Year, Konstantin Fedorov, and John Chavez again. Konstantin Fedorov, Tyler Harmon, Kirill Pifferdini, and Scott Stewart. I voted for Kirill. I don't really know why. It's such a hard choice, but I voted for Kirill. So I don't know, maybe we were like half right or something like that. Those are your Summit Award winners, and those are your Summit Award winners only for pro, though. Those are not your award winners for everything. The WNXL stuff, I don't believe, has been announced, and neither have your media awards. So there's not much. Trying to find out a little bit about Tim Brusselback on Infamous. Is he still playing? I believe so. I just am always forgetting, like, what teams Tim plays for. Let's find out. The easiest way to do that is I always just put their name into Google, and then I search PB Leagues, and then like their team history will come up. Tim Russellback is not playing this year. He is not on a team. He did not play in Tampa. His last tournament was November 12th World Cup last year when he played for Infamous. Looks like Artemis is still on the dark side. We'll check that later. Yep. Some Brains G6R will be released in 2036. Yeah, really? I don't even... That's a optimistic timeline. Yeah, Tim is a very sneaky player, for sure. I see, like, I really like that. That's how, like, I would like to play, you know, like, sneaking around and stuff. It's one of the reasons I kind of like, I like 7-man and 10-man so much, as well as Woods Ball. You know, you can actually be, like, sneaky and, like, you know, find out stuff. Maybe not find out stuff, but just be sneaky. It's just kind of fun. I for sure enjoy it. Yep. Give the live stream a like if you're here right now. Like the live stream. And in the meantime, this live stream is sponsored by BFPgear.com. You know, the paintball season is starting. Oops, that's not what we wanted to do. That's not what I want to do. Kinda. You know, the paintball season is starting back up. And if you've got, like, you know, an older gun, it can't be, like, from 2002. It actually has to be within 5 years. You know, but if you've got an old gun or something, you know, you're looking to upgrade, BFP Gear have a trade-in program where you can get 10% off your order if you put your email address in right there. But trade-in program where they'll give you cash or a trade-in value. So they'll just give you cash for stuff or a trade-in value. Obviously, this trade-in value is probably going to be a little bit better. All you got to do is fill out this form and then they, you know, get back to you and say what it's worth and stuff. But you're looking for new guns. They literally have everything you could ever want from all your biggest... Maybe you want to get one of these gel strikes. I don't know if I'd do that, you know? But maybe you want an EMEC. I mean, the EMEC's literally the best paintball gun ever made. I really, really like the Stormer Elite. But you're probably not going to want to get one of those. All your paintball needs... BFPgear.com. There's a force. Ooh, a dragon force. Those little red eyes. I like those red eyes. BFPgear.com. A proud sponsor of this YouTube thing. Veterans League went with guns from 2005 and back. I don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, I'm very interested to see what the NXL, they're testing this new format. It's going to be, I don't know. We'll see. It's like I don't know enough about video games to even, like, say, because they're going to do something similar, and I don't know. You know, I'm like, I don't know. I don't play video games at all, so it's, like, hard to, I don't know, be like, this is cool. What else is going on we can talk about? Oh, I don't know why I didn't get this graphic ready. I totally blanked on this. God damn it. Oh, well, we'll talk. The ICPL is happening this weekend. The International Classic Paintball League. The Golden State Classic this weekend at Ambush Paintball Park in Moore Park, California. This will be the first event of the year. There's also three more. The Windy City Classic in June at Badlands Paintball Park. The Pittsburgh Open in July at Urban Assault Paintball Park. The Classic Cup taking place at Chesapeake in Chesapeake City at OXCC. Chesapeake City's like right in between Baltimore and Philly. It's maybe like an hour from Philly and like an hour from Baltimore or something like that. You know what's kind of cool about the ICPL? They always have these, like, really old-school teams. What are we talking about? I'm spelled backwards. I don't know. They have a lot of old school cool pro teams. Like the All Americans will be there. Aftershock's going to be there. Dark Carnival. They're not really an old school pro team. Farside will be there. Smoke will be there. In the amateur division, you have obviously Air Assault Factory. They're like always there. Black Sunday, which is like a really old paintball team. Fatal Swoop, also really old. And you can't forget the Cockfighters, you know. The Cockfighters are going to be in attendance. Two. What is Moore Park spelled backwards? I don't know, whatever. There's something backwards. Hopefully everyone's Easter was nice. It was okay, nothing really happened. Moore Park spelled backwards spells Dana Point. Crap room. Okay, thanks for helping me out. I wasn't going to, like, try and even do that at all. I don't know. I don't have, like... Unfortunately, we don't have lots more to talk about, you know? I saw this. This was pretty funny. There's just not a lot happened, you know? I was trying to, like, find out kinds of stuff to talk about, but... Oh, no way! Oh, man. Man, let me see if I can find it really fast over here. Damn. So I want to find this. Maybe this will work. Will this work, or is it going to do the page? No. Son of a bitch. I wish it would work like I want, but it doesn't. I just saw this the other day on Reddit, and I thought it was kind of funny. This is kind of paintball related. Oh, it's way too big. This was all over the internet the past couple days, so you might have seen this. This is a bird, obviously. Whoa, what happened there? This is a bird, a parrot, inside, you know, a little submarine vessel. And I saw this and I was like, oh, an HK Army tank. So they built this little vessel for this bird, and it looks like they're just like slowly bleeding air into it. And I just noticed that HK, that 13 cubic inch HK tank on there. There was a video of this, but then, you know, someone took it off Reddit. I just thought it was funny. That's all. You miss actual Ultra Evil or Marbleizer. You can get Marbleizer. Can't you? I mean, these don't make that stuff. You know, it might not be like, you know, as cool as it was in 1999 or whatever it was, but... This damn fly freaking killing me here. Driving me insane. I don't know what else we got. Paintball Fit. I watched some of this earlier. Paintball Fit posted a video, I think today. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago. They're about their experience inside the stadium. It's pretty good. I always like these, like, you know, I don't know. I've always been a fan of these, like, you know, following the team around and behind the scenes stuff, because you actually get to know the people, you know, you get to see like personalities and just who they are. So I've always been a fan of these, like, BTS videos or whatever we're calling that. Cowboy hat's awesome. Yeah. So it's cool. You can get to see, you know, what it was like on the ground floor in the stadium. And they played at night, too. So you're going to get, like, a bunch of these cool night shots. Playing Uprising. Man, it does look so cool. I have to admit, it does look really good, guys. I really like it. It looks pretty cool. There's a link below. You can watch that whole thing. And Austin sometimes here in the chat. Austin slays TV. What? Okay, this is right. He posted two things. He did this cool Ion video. I remember watching this when I did something sort of recently. We wouldn't watch his whole thing, but this was funny. He's like, check out this cool Ion. And it's like broken trigger. Because that was a common thing with those Ions, to the trigger would snap off on the bottom. But he did this whole thing on the Ion and went and played with the Ion. Shot the Ion. The Ion's a very iconic paintball gun, so it's kind of a big deal. Do we like it? Oh, I'm not signed in. Why am I not signed in? We haven't seen any ads. That's good, I guess. Oh. And this was just kind of funny. Taking place at the USXBL. The USXBL actually play this weekend. Boop! I was curious if, like, you think his pants actually fell down? Oh, yeah, for sure. He got there, though. That's what counts. Oh, we got a penalty, though. Boop! That's the best one. He probably face planted and we missed it, unfortunately. Those were just funny. I feel like the axe is the new Ion as far as relevance. Although the axe is like so old. I mean, nobody uses the axe anymore. Everybody shot those guns at one point. The Ion was just like one of the first guns that was like really inexpensive. You know, it was the first gun that was like, I mean, it was $175 when it came out. Although, be it was, you know, 22 years ago or something. But it was one of the first guns that was like good and inexpensive. You know, you didn't have to spend like, I don't know, $1,000. You could spend $200 and get something very, very good. And the ETHA 3, I mean, the ETHA 3 might be, like, my favorite paintball gun ever. It's just, you can't really beat the thing for the price. It's exceptional. The EMAC is a breath of life. Is the breath of life. I love my EMAC. I mean, I use the EMAC. I haven't used... Well, I shouldn't say I haven't used any other paintball guns, but I bet half the time I've played in the last 4 years, 3 years, has been with an EMEC. Yeah, probably somewhere in there like that. Old soul. Always thought that the reason it was cheap was from the royalties from every other manufacturer. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That might have helped. Like, I think about that, and it's like, if Smart Parts was getting money from companies, you know, they would be getting it to use, like, say, Dye or Planet Eclipse or Angel or whoever were paying Smart Parts to use their, like, patents on their other guns. But that wouldn't probably make the Ion cheaper, you know, because, you know, they're separate things. It's possible that Smart Parts was able to make it cheaper, though, because of the extra money they were getting from the royalties, though, for sure. I don't know, though, because the Ion came out in, like, 2004, I believe, and that was a little bit before when Smart Parts started suing everybody. I mean, it was about the same amount, around the same time. I mean, it certainly didn't help. Or hurt them, I should say. Old soul, 100%, 100%, that's probably, you know, they might have been just breaking even, right? I mean, they're selling the thing for, you know, $174.95, I think it was. And for sure, it's very possible they could have just been breaking even on the whole thing. Just to get people, like you said, like, into that brand, and then they stick with it. It's like the same thing with, like, you know, Apple. Like, they just released that MacBook Neo that's like $400. And, you know, they're trying to get those, you know, kids or, you know, parents of a kid or, you know, someone who can't afford a high-end laptop. So they, you know, get the cheap one. And then next time you can buy the high-end one. They try to, like, lock you in, which is, you know, a kind of a normal thing, you know. I think that kind of happens sometimes. Doodly-doot-doot. This live stream is also sponsored by Carbon Paintball. You know, I have my Carbon Zero right here. This is the... Nope, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say this is the only one I've ever owned, and I wear this one all the time. I do wear this one all the time. This is the other one. This is the first one I got. I don't know what the color is in these. They don't think they do not make this color anymore. This is like the one of the very first editions. And with summer coming up, you probably need a paintball mask that has extreme ventilation and breathes exceptional, like the Carbon Zero. It doesn't just breathe well. It's all kinds of other features. Like it's got a, they have an extended one that's got a little bit of extra room, so it's a little bit taller, a little more face coverage. They have the storm foam that, you know, you got your fan in there. So if you're playing on like, you know, rainy days or you got glasses or something, that can mightily help. Replaceable foam. The glasses insert. You can actually like mount this, these glasses in there like that. Obviously they would be straight and you can get your prescription. You get a goggle case when you buy it that comes with a microfiber, a visor, extra lenses, tons of lenses. There's 15 different lenses, all kinds of stuff. But I like it because it's so lightweight and exceptional ventilation. You know, I couldn't tell you if this breathes better than the ProFlex or like the E-Flex bottom and stuff like that, but it's just as good. I mean, I literally wouldn't wear it if I couldn't breathe in it, so. Carbon's awesome. Thank you, Carbon, for sponsoring this live stream. Retail on the Carbon Zero is kind of a varying amount, right? So they have two kind of versions. They have their pro version, like these, that are going to come with an additional lens. They start at $200. And then there's the $150 version that doesn't really come with any of the extras. So there's kind of two versions. They're essentially the same mask. You just don't get like the other jazz with it when you buy that more affordable version. Yep. You do get this case though too, you know. It's like these cases alone are like $30 or $40. So, I mean, if you want to buy a goggle case with another mask, more than you can afford, pal. What were we talking about? Paintball DNA. I really like their stuff. What's happening here? Brandon, like Paintball DNA and the Etha stuff he's printed. Right? Printing bodies. I don't know. I'm reading comments trying to discern what you guys are talking about. But I can't. A reminder. Oh, let's pop this up. Maybe we can do this. This is like turning into like the something. I don't know. Printed ion bodies. We're getting a little clunky here. This is just to, I don't know, remind people that if you're watching this right now, and maybe you don't want to watch it, you can, you know, find the Paintball Ruined My Life live podcast. You know, you just search Paintball wherever you find podcasts, and, you know, it should come up. Let's see, we're in Apple Podcasts right now. Obviously, I'm kind of, like, signed in or some shit, so right there, you know. Bam! Maybe leave a review. Can I leave a review? Bam, look at that. 5 stars. Write a review? I don't really want to write one. Check it out. if you just don't want to listen to these things, although I would listen, you know, it's probably better to listen because I'm always showing stuff on screen, so it just makes it easier. Probably a better experience. Overshooting penalties shouldn't happen unless the player is out of bounds. All this slow walk back or slow to get out of bounds, get out of your bunkers, is dumb. I can't read either. I don't know. I don't think that there just shouldn't be overshooting penalties, though. I mean, because you can, you know, what if like you're at 5-on-1 and the five guys just shoot a guy, keep shooting the guy for like 5 minutes? You know, at some point, they're, you know, unsportsmanlike or like just being an asshole shouldn't be good. And it's very rare in the pro division, at least, they call overshooting. I mean, it's got to be like pretty egregious. Portugal, Brandon says Portugal was lit last year. I bet it was. I'd love to go to Portugal. If you guys have the opportunity to play in Europe, do it. I would like to do that. When are the NXL Europe tournaments this year? Let's go look at NXLpaintball.com. Yeah, I've always been like a proponent of Europe. People are playing in Europe. So are there only three events this year? Man, the Czech Republic, England, and probably France, because they've been doing that French field for a while. Yeah, France. Yeah, I've always thought that, like, I mean, especially if you guys are on the East Coast, like, you could go play in Europe for about the same price or less than you could here. Because you go to the Czech Republic, I mean, the Czech Republic is going to be cheaper than Florida, for sure. So, you really kind of can do it. It's really not much more expensive. It might be more expensive if you're like solo, doing it alone or something, but you know, if you're with a team, you know, you can rent one van and like, you know, you get two hotel rooms and split it all up, and it ends up not being that expensive. I believe entry is quite a bit cheaper. Entry in Europe, I think, is about half the price as it is here, so everything's just, you know, kind of cheaper. It doesn't actually end up like costing you more to play in Europe than it would be like to play an NXL tournament here. It would be cool. There is some 3v3 tournament in Europe getting popular. Huh. I was thinking about Artemis. Yeah, 3v3, I don't know. It's just kind of boring to watch. You know, like, I'd much rather watch five-man. I'd for sure rather play five man as well. Just because, like, I don't know, it's just more exciting. Just like I'd kind of probably rather play seven man as well. Yeah. Unfortunately, seven man's, you know, not making a comeback anytime soon. I'm going to hound everybody to like the live stream. I think it actually works. Give the live stream a like, guys. We don't have a lot of our normal people in here either. There's a lot of people, like, missing from the chat. Where is everybody? Everybody's doing stuff. There were so few people in the chat, I actually looked to make sure it was Monday. I'm like, am I doing this on the wrong day? Heard the Czech venue is like a nightclub. I did actually look at it earlier, Lisa. That's interesting. Yeah, I actually did look into this. I've seen this field before. Let's just do this. You go to like Google and see like pictures and reviews. It looks really cool. Like, they have this Nuketown thing. That's from 2019, though, but It looks really cool. They got some 60 ladies painted on the building. Very 2008. Look at that, though. That's cool. Look at this. They got, like, covered seating and stuff. I've seen this place for sure. Goddamn fighter jet over there. It looks really sweet. Obviously, they're not, like, showing the tournament field. Because, again, back to my thing, you know, people kind of don't think tournament paintball looks cool. So this is going to be, like, all this stuff is going to be, like, far more appealing to, like, just your average dude. Wow, really? That looks nice. But, yeah, they got a bunch of really cool fields. Over there in the Czech Republic, in Czechia, however we pronounce that. You got an Easter hangover? Yeah, I'm kind of tired today, actually. Yeah. I drank a little bit yesterday, not too much, so I'm all right, but, you know, a little tired, more than normal. Angel Guys. I remember Angel Guys. Maybe? No, that's a different Angel Guy. In Birmingham. Yeah, there's still, I mean, that's where they play, the CPPS is where they play, that paintball field. It's something like that. The CPPS used to be English? Man, I don't know. Yeah, the WDP field. Okay, there you go. I was like, the Angel Guy, because there was like actually a guy, an Angel Warranty Center guy, and he was called the Angel Guy here in the U.S., so that's why I was confused. Yeah, WDP's field was crazy back in the day. I mean, it was the first field that had, like, hyperball and stuff. I believe so. I think that WDP was the first place ever to do hyperball. Which is pretty cool. Yeah, I'm with you on bringing the Millennium back. I liked the Millennium. It just felt interesting, because, like, you know, the NXL or the NPPL or, you know, the PSP, it was just, like, quite a bit different. It just felt more European and, like, weird and, like, just different. And not that the NXL doesn't feel different, but it, I don't know, it's kind of more just like the NXL, you know? Which makes sense. I mean, you know, it's just the same people doing it in Europe. But there was something about the Millennium that just felt, like, cool. Maybe it was just like that it was overseas and it was like mysterious or something like that. The NPPL. I don't know. Everyone loves the NPPL so much, and the NPPL did a fantastic job, but I don't think they ever made any money. They were like losing money every minute they were in operation. So it's like, you know, it looked cool and like they did a good job, but, you know, at some point it's got to be sustainable. You know, you can't just lose $1 million or whatever every tournament. It's like, I don't know if that's what they were losing, but, it, you know, they were, had to have been losing a good amount. And while that's cool, it's just not, you know, sustainable. So the NXL at least is sustainable. And the PSP was for a while, but they had, you know, problems. Huntington Beach would be cool. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, though. That's probably never going to happen. I can't imagine. It's just so much money. So much money. That's why I talk about, like, the NPPL losing money. You know, having Huntington Beach is, you know, one of the reasons they did lose so much money. It's just that the locations were just so expensive to have, and the teams didn't even justify it. You know, you look back at like the old MPPL teams, and like there were only like 80 teams at Huntington Beach, like 80, and there's like 200 or something at the NXL now. So there's like way more people at these tournaments than there were back in the day. You live there? Yeah, go ask. I know that they want you to, like, crazy. The amount of stuff you have to do to get over, like, you gotta clean the beach and you gotta do all kinds of stuff. Derek, I'm with you on that. There's no reason there should be two events in Florida and Texas every year. I mean, two Florida tournaments. It's like, I was like, oh, maybe I'll try to go to World Cup. And I'm like, I don't want to go to Florida again. I always go to Florida. It's like, I'd really like to go somewhere else. I just don't want to go to Florida again. It's like, I've been to Florida for paintball so many times. I mean, every single year there's a tournament in Florida, and it's not like I'm going every single year, but it's still, you know, something. Utah will never happen either. I mean, it's got to be somewhere where there's people, you know? That's one of the things that the West Coast struggles with, is that, like, you know, you have a tournament like this next one's in Delaware, you know? So it's like, there's, you know, fucking 100 million people within like a couple hours drive from the tournament. And, you know, you have a tournament in LA and it's like just nobody lives close. So you get like far fewer people showing up. And, you know, the thing, you know, Utah'd probably happen there too. So I can't imagine. Yeah, Vegas is cool. It's just so expensive. I mean, Vegas is just so much money. The Vegas tournaments I've been to were really fun, and I liked them a lot. And the reason I was able to go is because they were so close. But it's just so much money. I mean, Vegas is just crazy expensive. Yeah, and I don't think they were, like, so happy with the park situation. I think that they wanted, like, way more money as well to have that same location. Like, it went up, like, four times the price or something like that. Oakland. I just don't think anything on the West Coast is going to happen. Unless it's like some weird invitational thing or whatever, but every time they do it, they get like 30% less teams or something like that. So from like a business standpoint, and just, you know, if to grow the league and to make it good and stuff, they really kind of need the people to show up. So it's hard to even have, you know, the tournaments in different locations. Not different locations, just like places that like aren't, you know, super populated. Should be only one paint brand on every tournament, and the next tournament there is another company. I don't know. I mean, it would make it more fair, like you said, right? It definitely would make it like an equal starting, a level playing field or whatever. You could say the same thing about guns, too. You know, a lot of people are always like, why don't we use, like, you know, standardized equipment or whatever? Why doesn't everybody have to use, like, the same gun or whatever? And for sure, I mean, that stuff makes sense. You know, I always think about, like, the industry, though, and it's like, it's probably better for the paintball industry to have multiple paint sponsors at the events, right? So that, you know, they're just giving more advertising to more companies. And one good thing, too, is that, like, if you're a pro team and you're sponsored by Defy or whatever, you have to use their paint, right? You're not going to get any other option. But what's cool for, like, you know, the D5 teams or D4 teams or whatever, you know, they're just buying their paint at the tournament. They might have some sort of deal set up where they get a little cheaper. But, you know, if the HK paint's not shooting well, they can go use the Defy stuff or use ProShar or use whatever. So it is cool from that standpoint, giving, like, the different options to the different divisional teams. And that's also going to, like, you know, create competition, right? None of these companies want to go to the tournament and have like bad paint. They all want it to be the best. So they're creating like competition within those paint companies to kind of like create better products. Yeah, it would make it for sure. It would make it like a more fair playing field and stuff like that. Yeah. Maybe there should be conferences. There kind of are. I mean, they're doing conferences with Three Man, which kind of makes sense, you know, but I always think about conferences, you know, and like, think about like other sports like baseball or basketball or whatever. And it's like, they have conferences because at the end of the year, they play a big like tournament for, you know, the playoffs are just a tournament. And that's how they figure out the tournament, by having the different conferences play each other. But we don't do that, you know? So it's like, you could have like an East and West conference, but they still meet at the same tournament, and then it's kind of just the same thing. The real Rob Crotch. What about the Russians getting caught using GI paint at the in Tampa? I don't know anything about it. But that's one of those things, right? Like, whoever, I don't even know what sponsor they have for paint. So whatever company they had for paint wasn't doing so good. So they wanted to switch. Every batch is trash. What are you talking about? Defy? Yeah, I don't know. Every time I've used Defy, I've liked it. Although I've not used it for a while. Ah, Defy, Red Legion. Yeah. Paint. I don't know how these companies or how these teams choose paint sponsors. I imagine it's just whoever can get the best deal. It's got to be like whoever gets the best deal. It is kind of cool, though. It's all made in the U.S. It's all made in like Southern California again, which is pretty cool. I like that. I think that's neat. That's good for a bunch of different reasons. Old Soul says, smaller tournaments but more frequently on TV could help subscription retention. Yeah, 100%. You know, I want to watch paintball every week, personally. I mean, I think it'd be great if somehow we had, like, every week. You know, like, somehow. I have my ideas, but it would cost, like, millions of dollars to do what I want. I mean, it costs $40 million, $50 million a year, which is too much money. So my idea would not work at this point. But I for sure would like to see that. I mean, I even think, like, you know, my idea was break it out into conferences. And then, you know, if you're a team, you play like half the tournaments. You'd go to like two or three of the major NXL events. And then you'd play a bunch of like standalone matches like during the week that would be on like Major League Paintball. But I think if you did that, you'd have to have like so, you'd have to have so much camera equipment, and there'd be like doing the webcast would be just very difficult and very costly. So that would be a problem. But maybe they could, you know, have like, you know, four a year, four like standalone evening games or something like that. Like Friday night, like say this Friday or whatever, there's like three sets. Or we can watch like three games or something like that. I think it'd be cool. I mean, I want these like standalone paintball things. It would be a real league. Yeah, something like that. Something to make it a little more real league. And they make it do it just like they kind of did this past in Tampa, how Thursday night they played some of the prelim games. So like, I believe in the NXL, the pro men's division, they played three of the prelim games, or four, I think four prelim games on Thursday night. And you can do the same thing, like, you know, but it's like a couple weeks out. So like this, say if it was this Thursday, this Friday, you'd play four of those prelim games or whatever, but the tournament's not for like three more weeks. So you'd kind of just carry those prelim wins or losses or whatever over into the next tournament. And then you could start the day a little bit later as well. Because like right now they're starting at 8 a.m. And if you get rid of those first four games, you could start at like 10. Like they did in Tampa as well. The real problem's money, guys. It's not like I'm the only person that thought of this. And they're like, oh, genius. It's like, no. Everyone's thought of this. It's just about like logistics and money, you know? It's like, yeah, it'd be cool to do it, but we gotta have $50 million to pay for the webcast. Because it's just expensive to get that stuff going, you know? All the equipment costs, you gotta pay all the people working. It's just a lot of money. I'd like blind layouts, but I also understand why there is no blind layout stuff. How's the Oliver Lang video coming along? Probably the same progress when we've talked about it last. I've not worked on it in a while. Mainly because the Tampa video is what's coming out next. At least that's what I'm working on right now. And the Tampa video should be pretty close. Then Oliver is happening next. There's quite a bit of progress on that Oliver Lang video, though. So I've done almost all the research and done a bunch of sorting stuff. It's happening. Yeah, paintball's definitely extremely expensive. Only 4,500 people showed up. They gotta raise those IRL seats while fuel prices are peaking. I don't know. I don't even think 4,500 people. 2,500 people showed up, which is more than I thought, actually. It doesn't look like that, but I could see that, though. Because people were coming and going, I guess. Everyone was in there all at the same time. Steve, that's a good point. What happened to that Iron Kids documentary? There was supposed to be some sort of Iron Kids documentary, huh? I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. These damn flies. There's like so much shit flying around in here. The room's its own ecosystem. I gotta put some water out there for the flies later. Everywhere, god damn it. So Oliver's coming, but yeah, I just want to get this Tampa video finished because it's, you know, kind of poignant. It's kind of relevant to right now, so it makes more sense to just get this Tampa stuff going first. Well. This fly! You should do an episode about the Hormesis Company. Maybe. That's just a big ad for Hormesis, though. And I don't know. Nothing against Hormesis. Plus, I don't know. I don't know if there's a good... I don't know what I would say there, you know? With a lot of these videos, I think about a specific thing that happened, you know, like where that Oliver video, it's not all about Oliver Lang. It's really just about like when he left Dynasty and then what it was like afterwards. So it's like about this little chunk in time, like Hormesis. I don't even know, you know, Andor is super expensive. Dude, there are these fucking flies. I know you guys can see them flying in front of the camera. Psychedelics? I thought that said psychoballistics, and I was like, ooh, psychoballistics? Yeah, I don't know what I'd do for Hormesis. It's just kind of like, I need something to, like, focus it on. Obviously, it could be focused on Oliver, but it's kind of like, I don't know. That's kind of boring to me, right? I want it to be like... I'm trying to fart. This is a fire truck driving by. What court? I don't know. What are we talking about? Court? Who's going to court? Drive to Sebastopol and talk to Yosha's mom. We should have a Parents of Paintball. That would be funny. I haven't talked about this with in June. I haven't talked about this with anyone yet, but I was thinking I was getting stuff set up to do video calls. Like, so I could call in. So, like, I have two interviews with people coming up, and I was setting it up so they can call in. I can record the call right here through OBS. And I think that I want to try with Junior Brown, Junior Brown, owner of BFP Gear. I think I want to try to get him on a live stream, and I want to, like, have him take us on a tour of the shop and, like, walk around and, like, show us, like, the, you know, shipping area and, like, us the stock room stuff. And I thought that'd be kind of cool. I want to try to have him do that. It'll be like an experiment in the wild. We'll see if we can, like, do a actual call in to the show. Read the case files on Die. We've already done that. We did that like a year ago. We've done extensive discussions about that. And we don't know anything. I mean, you can read the, you know, lawsuits and stuff. They're pretty interesting. All we know is that, like, the case is over. No one knows what happened because they settled out of court. So it's, like, you know, not public record. So that's about all. Warehouse tours are always fun. Oh, okay. I don't know what it's going to be, you know. They don't have, like, a Walmart warehouse. And so it's not, like, crazy. I actually haven't been to the BFP Gear warehouse. Mainly because they moved stores, like, 2 years ago. And I just haven't been down there. What all the funky paintball products that didn't make it for a video? What do you mean? I don't know. What's some brains? Pay a guy I know to print out Die's web activity history. Pro tips: incognito mode means nothing. It kind of means something. I mean, doesn't it just, like, block your history in your browser? It's not actually hiding you. But if you have, like, a VPN active and, like, you know, there's ways to hide on the internet. I don't know why. Angel goggles. Those didn't make it. What about them, though? It's hard for me to just be like, what are all the weird products? Do I have, like... We had that huge list, like, old random paintball stuff that never made it. Oh my god, it's in this big thing, though. What's going on with my computer, either? It's being weird. Give the live stream a like if you're here right now, or if you're not here right now, if you're, like, watching it in the future. Just, you know... A little taparoo. Can we make a Parents of Paintball mockumentary? It would be like Best of Show. What's Best of Show? I don't even know what that is. Is that like a TV thing? I think of like a dog thing. Oh, it is about dogs. I don't know what this is. Who's in it? Fred Willard, Kathleen O'Hara. It's got a good cast. Catherine O'Hare, sorry. Man, she was pretty young, huh? Not as young as I am. Okay, there's only 73 of you. I'm going to get 700 likes before I leave. No, not really. But I'm probably going to go soon. I'm supposed to be at dinner at 5:30. We're having lobster, apparently. Someone's making lobster. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with my GPU. I really don't know why. there shouldn't be anything really doing something. I mean, it's obviously OBS, but I don't know. There's something running that's doing something. Rock Lobster. Rock Lobster. Yeah, I don't know why we're having lobster. My friend just invited me over, and he's like, we're eating at 5:30. And I'm like, damn it. So, well, I don't know. It's not that big a deal. But I have no idea why or what's going on. You should do a random team rundown for every show from all the world. What do you mean? That's too vague. I don't get it. Seafood has been expensive. I don't even eat seafood. I couldn't even tell you when the last time I ate seafood or like a fish was. I mean, it's been... I don't know. I almost had seafood in Tampa. I almost had salmon for lunch. One day. Because I was with the Major League Paintball Plus crew. And they're at work. You know, all those guys are working. They're taking their lunch break, essentially. And when they're working and they go to lunch, it's paid for. So they go out to lunch. And I was like, oh, the salmon. I was going to just buy the most expensive thing on the menu. And I was like, we'll just get something normal. I just got a hamburger. Salmon at Costco. Oh, we shouldn't probably be eating fish anyway. Aren't we like depleting the ocean of fish? It's going to be fucking empty. We're emptying the ocean. I'm all about like new segments. I really wish I want to have more segments to do on here. So if we've got ideas for segments we could do, like what are we talking about by like team rundown? I got a fart, but I feel like I'm going to shit my pants if I fart. I was thinking about that the other day, too. I don't know when the last time I shit my pants was. I don't know. It's been, like, a very long time. I have, like, this, like, recollection of, like, getting diarrhea once. And it kind of, like, going down my leg. But I don't remember when that was. I mean, I kind of even remember the pants I was wearing, I think. So it might have been like 2015, something like that. I don't know. On today's random teams. Yeah, but what do I do? What do I do with them? Teams give you their teams giving info on their players and status for the season. But are these just pro teams? One of the things that sucks about this is like talking to people takes so much time. Like to set stuff up and stuff, it just takes so long. And I try to do these live streams just on one day, you know? Gosh, oh lordy, I would block out any memory of pooping myself. Yeah, I don't. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I don't like. It's not like a problem. You know, I don't normally like shit my pants, but you know, someone was talking about it and I was like, I honestly don't know. We need team intros like the NFL or Key and Peele. Key and Peele. Well, that's also something Tom talked about. He was like, yeah, we learned a lot about the live production, right? Because it's not the first time the NXL's done something live. You know, obviously they do all the tournaments like live with an audience in person and online. But he's definitely said they learned quite a bit about just the like fan experience in real life. Like that was probably something that was missing, was doing those like actual player introductions. Because that would have been really cool. Like to tell their names as they're walking onto the field or whatever. And they can wave and be like, yeah. That would have been cool. But that might have been hard with this current setup, you know, running all the teams back to back and all that stuff so quickly that there probably wasn't any time to do that kind of stuff. But it really is, like, cool. I really hope to be able to go to, like, more actual stadium tournaments. Pew Pew Mike, what's going on? Actually, I may have been on a family road trip as a kid and I ate a king-size Reese's peanut butter cup. Yeah, I think mine was more recent. Halftime pro, like halftime show, like semi pro. It's been a long time since I've seen semi pro, so I don't really remember. Oh God, I totally forgot. I gotta go. I was just gonna stand here forever. This was a really short one, guys. Come back next week. I keep saying hopefully we're gonna have a Lux Air because I do keep trying to get a Lux Air. They've just been a little bit rare and hard to get a hold of. So they're kind of all, every time the store gets them, they're already all pre-ordered and sold. So it's hard for me to, you know, take a pre-ordered one. So hopefully we'll have one of those soon, you know. We'll have some more paintball stuff to talk about. I'm going to try to get Junior Brown to do that, like, live walk through the store, like, you know, tell us about the paintball store. I got that idea from another podcast live stream thing, so we'll try that maybe. Make sure you like the live stream before you go. And I'm going to go eat some lobster, I guess. Lobster? Maybe it's crab. I don't know. Some sort of sea creature. Yep. Okay. See you guys later.